You know, I remember each Christmas she used to get us all gathered around the fireplace and tell us in her own special way the night before Christmas story. Would you like to hear it the way Grandma used to tell it, Carmine?
Oh, I'd like that very much, Axel.
All right, sit down next to me now and listen real good. Was the night before Christmas when all through the place I was staying at, there wasn't nobody making no noises, not even some mouses, except my brother-in-law, and he is a rat. The stockings was hung by the chimney kind of careful-like because the fellow with those red knickers was supposed to get there. The monsters was tucked all snug in their beds while wishes of sugar plums danced in their heads. Mama and her curlers and me in my nightshirt had just washed our feet for a long winter's nap. When out on the grass there rose a heck of a noise. I jumped out of my bed to see if it was the boys. Over to the window I flew like a flash. I could have made it faster, but I was full of Mama's hash. The moon was shining on the new snow what had just come down. And it was shining kind of like it wasn't night, when what to my wondering eye should appear but a teensy-weensy sleigh and 8 teensy-weensy rain horses. There was a tiny little driver, so sudden and quick I could tell right away in my goose pimples it was Jolly St. Nick. More faster than eagles his horses they came, and he whistled and hollered and called them all names. Now Hasher, now Trasher, now Victor, now Prancin, on Tackhead, on Stupid, on Saskansin. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away.